World leaders today issuing a wave of statements commending Israel and Hamas for agreeing to the first phase of a ceasefire deal, with many also praising U.S. President Donald Trump for his administration's role in brokering the deal. The full details are still coming into focus, but the broad outline includes a partial withdrawal of Israeli forces from Gaza and the release by Hamas of the remaining hostages, according to the president. We have CBS News' Linda Gradstein. She is in Jerusalem. Linda, thank you for joining us.
Thank you. So, yeah, the Israeli cabinet is expected to approve the deal, and then that will start the clock on the 72 hours during which Hamas has agreed to release all of the hostages, and Israel will pull back to positions that it had a few months ago, which will leave it in control of about half of Gaza. In addition, Israel agreed to release 250 Palestinian prisoners who had been convicted of murdering Israelis, as well as 1,700 other Palestinians who had been arrested since the war started. So you're talking about a large-scale release of Palestinian prisoners, all of the hostages coming back, both living and dead. There are believed to be 20 hostages who are still alive, and Israeli hospitals are preparing to receive them. Some of them are in very, very bad condition. But I think for Israelis, today was really a day of hope and celebration. The hostage issue has been a huge issue in Israel for the past 2 years. The families of the hostages have waged really an unrelenting battle to get them home. And so they're seeing this, and many Israelis are really seeing this as a victory.
We have CBS News correspondent Linda Gradstein in Jerusalem. Linda, can you put perspective on Israel pulling back to positions it had a few months ago, which will leave it in control of half of Gaza?
Gaza was supposed to be part of a Palestinian state, but the Palestinians have actually been divided. The West Bank is run by the Fatah movement headed by Mahmoud Abbas. And part of Trump's plan, by the way, is reforms of the Palestinian Authority. And Gaza was headed by Hamas. And it's Hamas that started this war just over 2 years ago when thousands of Hamas terrorists entered Israel and murdered 1,200 people and took 250 hostage. And since then, Israel has, as the fighting continued, Israel has controlled more and more of Gaza. The situation in Gaza is terrible. Gaza has basically, most of it, been reduced to rubble. 90% of the population has been displaced, and it's going to take years, if not decades, to rebuild Gaza.
Steve Witkoff and Jared Kushner have landed in Israel. What does that mean? And also, did you hear that the president said that he may go to the Middle East this weekend?
Yes, yes. So President Trump apparently wants to be present both for the actual signing of the agreement in Egypt, and then he's expected to come to Israel on either Sunday, probably Sunday afternoon, and until Monday. He'll address the Knesset. The hostage families are incredibly grateful to him. They want him to come to a place called Hostage Square in Tel Aviv, which has become the center of the protest movement for a ceasefire and the release of the hostages. And I think the fact that Witkoff and Jared Kushner are here, they're basically here to make sure that Israel doesn't renege. Tories are trying to make sure that Hamas doesn't renege on the agreement. So it's basically a way of showing just how involved the Americans are in this, and that President Trump has made it very clear that he doesn't want to see anybody backing out at the last minute. That said, this is just the first stage of an agreement, and the next stages are actually going to be far more complicated than this one was. The next thing is supposed to be a further Israeli withdrawal from Gaza and Hamas disarming itself, and giving up its weapons and destroying all of the terrorist infrastructure. And those are both, you know, difficult things, and it's expected that it could take a while. The other thing is it's not clear that Hamas will be able to return the bodies of all of the hostages who have been killed. There are, according to Israeli press reports, about 9 bodies that Hamas says they don't know where they are. So that's also going to be something that, you know, for those families is going to be especially difficult.
CBS News, Linda Gradstein in Jerusalem, thank you so much.
Sure, thank you.